Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Etchelam. We're now in Masachet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, at the bottom of the Amud, continuing with our discussion about Yayin Nesach. Amar Asim Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beteira. Shlosha Yinotein. There are three rules about wine. Yayin Nesach, out and out Yayin Nesach that was used for libation. Asur Bahana'a. We can't benefit from it. Umetame Tuma Chamura Bechazayit. It has a din of Tuma like a Vodar Zarah itself. And therefore, one kazayit of it is metamei shtam yinam, default wine that we bought from or gotten from non-Jews. Asur b'hana'a u'metamei tumat mashkin b'rvit. Here we have a machloket rishonim, whether it means that it has an already built-in din of mashkin tmein, and therefore one rvit worth is metamei, or if it means that it's like regular mashkin, and if it's a rvit and it comes in contact with the sheretz, that it's tamei. And now the third one is a mafkid yeino etzel oved kochavim. If you entrust your wine to a non-Jew, asur b'shtia umutar b'hana'a, then you're allowed to get benefit from it. You're just not allowed to drink it. And we'll see a little bit more about that. Now vatnan, we have the following mishnah mafkid perotav etzel oved kochavim or in perotav shel oved kochavim the shvitu maser. We assume that he's going to swap things, and therefore we say that if you entrust your fruit to him, they have a din of his fruit vis-a-vis shvit and maser. The answer is, we're talking about in our ruling about a case where you put a special location aside and it's sitting there, so you know it's the same stuff. So you should be able to drink it then. The Harabi Yochanan, we have a story. Ikla Lefarud, he came to this town. Amar Klumiesh Mishnat Bar Kappa. Is there anybody here who knows the rulings of Bar Kappa, who used to live in this town? Tanah Rabbi Tanchum Demin Parud, so one of the rabbis from the town taught, Hamafkid, you know, Eitzel Ovid Kochavim, Mutar Bishtiyat. That if you entrust your wine to a non-Jew, you're allowed to drink it when you get it back. And Kari Ale, he applied the pasuk, Makom Shi Pola Eitz Sham Yehu. The place where the tree falls, that's where they are. Sham Yehu Sakadaitach. They are Ela Sham Yehu Perotav, meaning the fruit is there. Meaning that there's two ways to rule this, to play this. One is that the thing is still in its place, but the second is Bar Kappa's rulings, his perot, are still in his town. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said about it. So it should be mutar b'shtiyah. So I'm Rabbi Zera lo kasha, ha Rabbi Lazar ha Rabbanan. It's based on whether you were like Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan in the following brayta, the Tanya. Hechara lo keach v'chara socher, bayit b'chatziro shel ovid kochavim. If you buy or rent a room in the courtyard or a house in the courtyard of an ovid kochavim, umiluhu yayin, you filled it up with wine, umafteach chochota miyad Yisrael, and you, the Jew, have the seal or the key to get in, Rabbi Lazar matir, even though you're not around all the time, it's mutar because you have the key. Chum mosrim. So therefore, according to that, Rabbi Yochanan would say you could drink from this wine, and therefore, in the Karen Zavid, if you would like Rabbi Lazar, it would be the same. Chia Breido, Chia Bar Nachmani, Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Amri Lam Rav Chista, Amar Ziri, Amri Lam Rav Chista, Amar Liava, Amar Chama, Achi, Amar Ziri. Somehow, it comes back to either Ziri or Rav. Halacha Ket Rabbi Eliezer. We rule like Rabbi Eliezer, and it's mutar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Amora. Hakol mishtamer b'chotam achad, chutz min hayayin she'in mishtamer b'chotam achad. Anything is considered entrusted if there's one seal on it, except for wine. That's not good enough. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu yayin mishtamer b'chotam achad. He says even wine is good like that. V'lo pligi. And they're not really disagreeing. Hak Rabbi Elazar, hak Rabbanan. If you're like Rabbi Elazar, then one seal is good enough. If you're like Rabbanan, then one seal is not good enough for wine. Now, Ika Da'amri, some people read this dispute as being on one level more severe. Amar Elazar, kol mishtamer b'chotam b'tochotam, a seal within a seal, meaning a double seal, is good. Chutz min hayayin she'en mishtamer b'chotam b'tochotam, except for wine. V'yochanan Amar, afilu yayin mishtamer b'chotam b'tochotam, even wine works that way. V'tavayu k'rabanan, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, ruling like Rabbanan. Mar Sarek, ki pligi Rabbanan alei de Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar the Amora. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, sorry, Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim disagree, b'chotam achad, only about one seal. In other words, when you have the seal or the key to the room, b'chotam atochotam, but if it was double, then sharu, then Rabbanan would agree it's mutar. Umar Savar and Rabbi Elazar holds, afilu chotam atochotam asri, they would extend their prohibition even if there was a double seal. Now we've seen those two versions of this. Hey, chidami chotam atochotam. What's a double seal? Amarava, one example, is Agana de Puma de Chavita Shrika v'chatima. If you have a basket over the top of the barrel, and then it's sealed in, like waxed in. Havichotam atochotam. V'lo, but if it's not waxed in, just sitting on top of it, lo, that's not double. Dikula umiyadak. If you have a basket on top and it's stuck on, Havichotam atochotam. Lo miyadak. If it's not stuck on, lo havichotam atochotam. Same idea. Nod bediskia. If you have a wine skin inside a bag, chatimat piv lamata, if the seal goes down into it, then avichotam atochotam. Piv lamala, but if it sticks out, lo avichotam atochotam, because it's still accessible. All I have to do is break through one seal to get to it. Rikayev pume legav et sayer v'chatim, but if you turn it inside and then tie it up and seal it, avichotam atochotam, then it is a double seal. Okay, tanu rabbanan, rishonai yomrim yayin shal ein kushi, this particular location, Asur Mipnei Birat Srika, because right nearby is a pagan town called Birat Srika. These are all Kuti towns that were next to pagan towns. V'shal Barkat Asur Mipnei Kfar Parshoi, v'shal Zagdur Asur Mipnei Kfar Shalim. That was the original ruling, that if you have wine in a Kuti town, but it's right next to an Avodah Zara town, a town of Akum, then the wine in that town is Asur. Chazru Lomar, they changed the ruling and said, Chaviot ptuchot asurot. If the barrels are open, then they're asur, because the pagans come in, drink from it, etc. Stumot mutarot. But if they're sealed, then it's mutar. Meikara my sovra, lasof my sovra. So what was their original thinking when they extended the isur, and when was their later thinking when they limited it? Meikara sovur en kutim akpidal maga ovid kochavim. Our original thought was the kutim don't care if ovid kochavim touch their barrels. Loshna ptuchot, loshna stumot. And if they don't care whether they're sealed or unsealed, they'll let the goyim come and touch them, and their touch invalidates it for us. Uvasof sovru, in the end, they realized, kilo kapi, that the kutim are not careful, aptuchot, only with open barrels. Astumot nikbar kapi, they found out that when this barrel is sealed, they're careful not to let the pagans touch them. Ustumot mutarot, since when, if they're sealed, are they mutar? Or mean he, hasholech chavit shel yayin biyad kuti, if you send a barrel of wine, with a kuti, who's your messenger, or even fish juice or something, and threw it with a goy, if it's sealed, and you, the recipient, recognize the seal, mutar, vimlav asur, which means even if it's sealed, it's still asur. In the city, it's mutar, but if it's going on the way, anybody could touch it, and it's on the road. This was in transit, therefore it's asur. The ones that in the city also traveled. They got there. Allah Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Bein Hakitot Shaninu. When do we say it's mutar? When it's right there near the wine press. Kevan dechuli alma afchi mir afchi mir tat. Since people are walking there all the time, he's afraid to let the goy touch it. Amr hashta ichazi the nipsuduli. If people see them touching it, then I won't have business. So he's very careful not to let him touch it. In other words, the kuti is not himself, for his own religious principles, going to ban the Akum from touching it, but he will because he's doing business with the Jews and doesn't want the Jews to stop buying from him. All right, now, nei ma'asru shechar shalov de kochavim. Why did they put a prohibition against drinking mead of non-Jews? There's no yayin nesach. Ambracham abri yitzchak mishum chatanut. So not to literally to avoid weddings, meaning to avoid social interaction, which becomes very comfortable, and then there's intermarriage. Nachman Amar Mishum Gilui says, no, it's a different reason, because they leave their water out, and then there's the snake poison problem, and then that gets into the beer. So Gilui Demai, what's it uncovered? Elim Gilui Deniziata, you think it's the hops? Ananami Megalin, we leave that open also. Ve'ala de Chavita, it must be the barrel. So Ananami Megalin, we also leave that open. So Lotzricha Ba'atra de Metzalumaya. It must be in a place where they mix in water, and they're not careful about making sure that the water is covered. And so they have a place where they leave the water out for a while as part of the treatment for the mead, and that's the problem. Elamiata yoshen tishteri. So that therefore, if that's the case, then if it's been it's old, we should allow it. Meaning, if it's not fresh, b'yam rav ashen mutar. Why? Because en minichol li ashen achmitz mutar minichol achmitz. Because if the water is old, it's okay because the poison would have already affected it. And if, by the way, if it was vinegar, if it went to vinegar, it's also mutar because this is about gilui now. Because the poison wouldn't allow it to to catalyze into vinegar, so therefore there must be no poison in it. So the answer is Gzeira Yeshana to Chadash. We don't allow it because of a precaution against new water. Okay, Rav Papa, mifikin le lava vada chanuta v'shati. He would allow them to bring the beer outside of their store, and he would drink it in front of the store. And he said, drinking the beer of goyim is fine, but I'm not going to drink it in their store. It just kind of put a bar up against social contact. Havachai went a little further. Maitu le levete v'shati. He would say, bring it to my house, and I'll drink it there. They both held it wasn't because of Gilui, it was because of Chatanut, and put up some sort of barrier, and it's okay. And really, Rav Papa was the din. Rav Achai went a little further. He came to this town. They brought him beer, wine, he wouldn't drink it. They brought him meat, he wouldn't drink it. So, I understand that he wouldn't drink the wine, because Shemetz of Avodah Zorah, basically. All right. In other words, it might have been Yayin Nesach. Right? Shikra Mishumai, why do we wouldn't drink the mead? Mishum Shimtsa to Shimtsa, because it's sort of like, once they're already bringing me wine, so beer is just one step away. So Amarav, Hai Shikra Da'arma Shari. Shechar of non-Jews is Mutar. V'chia Brilo Nishti Mineh, but my son Chia shouldn't drink it. So Manavshach, I Shari, the Kuliyama Shari, if it's Mutar, should be mutar every. He also the kulei amosor. So also every. Why is your son different? Alav savar mishum giluya. The issue is gilui. Va'azel morored a kashut of a kolei ziare. But the kashut, sort of the hops or something that they put into the beer kills the venom. V'dalki malki leitfei. But it heats it up a certain amount. Chiyabri ha volakilo nishti minei. Since my son is a little weak, I don't want him to drink from him because it puts a different kind of strength into the mead. All right. Amar Shmuel, kol ha-shvatzim yesh lan eres. All rodents, creepy crawlies, have poison. Shel nachash me meat, that would have a snake could kill. Shel shvatzim me no me meat, the other rodents can't kill. Amar Shmuel, chia barav. So he told Rav's son, bar arya, tova emalach milta malaita v'amar Rav avuch. I'm going to tell you something. He said, the son of a lion. This is after Rav died, probably. He said, come, I'll tell you some wonderful thing that your father Rav said. Hachia mar avuch. This is what he said. Hani armoim. Zokani davushati giluya velometu. He said, these goyim who are all puffed up, all inflamed, they drank water that was megula and they didn't die. I did achli shkotzer masi mechavel gufayu. And they eat these rodents and all, that's why their body gets all wrecked. So I'm Rav Yosef, hai chala de shikra, de arma, osir. The vinegar of the mead of the goyim is aser. The ma'arve durdaya the yayin nesach. They stick in dregs of yayin nesach. Hashim otzar shari kiman arve misra sari. But if they take it out from the cellar, from the beer cellar, then it's okay because they're not going to because the dregs. If they brought the dregs out from the cellar. From the wine cellar, sorry, then it's okay because anything that they left in there is already going to go bad and no longer has a din of Yayin Nesach, and therefore it is mutar. Okay, we'll pick it up at the next piece. We're going to go back to the Mishnah now and look at the next couple of items that are on our list of things that are asurim and go back to our Gemara and analyze Cheres Hadriani. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.